from the Sky News Centre at 7. Edinburgh's Hogmanay celebrations have been cancelled as organisers say public safety is their number one priority. Forecasters say strong winds and heavy rain will sweep across much of the UK, meaning some events have had to be called off. Alan Thompson from Unique Assembly, who run the event, say they aren't taking any chances.
We would have 50,000 people in the city centre, and with the winds building again tomorrow, we just couldn't guarantee that there would be entertainment or that it would be safe for people to be in the city centre.
Organisers of London's fireworks display say they're monitoring the weather carefully. Five people have been charged in connection with the death of One Direction star Liam Payne in Argentina. The 31-year-old died after falling from a third-floor balcony at a hotel in Buenos Aires in October. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt has been reading the official statement.
They failed in a duty of care, knowing that Payne was incapable of caring for himself because of previous addictions to alcohol and cocaine.
Authorities have ordered an urgent investigation into South Korea's entire airline operation system following the country's worst ever air disaster. Families of the 179 people who died when a plane skidded off an airport runway say they want answers about what happened. The Kings praised Jimmy Carter's devotion to promoting peace and human rights after his death at the age of 100. He received a Nobel Peace Prize for his humanitarian work after leaving the White House. Detectives in London are hunting a man who stole over £10 million worth of jewellery in Primrose Hill earlier this month. A reward of £50,000 is being offered for information that leads to his arrest. Marcus Rashford has returned to the Manchester United squad for their game with Newcastle tonight. The forward has been absent for the last four games after saying he wanted to leave the club in an interview. And Chelsea will move up to second in the Premier League with a win at struggling Ipswich. That's the very latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Health chiefs are urging people to stay away from the A&E units at the University Hospital of Wales unless it's an emergency. Services have been under extreme pressure over Christmas amid a so-called quaddemic of respiratory viruses. Dr Claire Davis is from the Cardiff and Vale Health Board.
If you've got a minor injury, the Minor Injuries Unit in Barry can offer you a fast and comprehensive service to get that seen and sorted. Community pharmacies are able to be accessed all day. They often subscribe to the Common Ailments Scheme and can provide you with medication for common ailments free of charge.
Hospitals across the region have also imposed face mask rules amid a rise in flu cases. Police have renewed their appeal in the search for a missing man. Today marks the 12th anniversary of the disappearance of Carl Vaughan from Newbridge. His car was found abandoned on a country road shortly after. Police treated it as murder, but eight people arrested in connection were later released without charge. The future of a Bowie Leisure Centre could soon be decided. Homeview was previously used as a mass vaccination hub in response to the COVID pandemic. Now councillors have agreed to allow a five-year lease for the facility, which was handed back to the local authority last year. 2025 is set to bring some wet and windy weather here in the Vale. Yellow warnings have been issued for heavy rain and strong winds across Wales on New Year's Day. Gusts of up to 75 miles an hour are expected on the coast. In sports, Glamorgan have sacked head coach Grant Bradburn over allegations of inappropriate behaviour. The former New Zealand international was recently charged with misconduct following a referral to the Independent Cricket Regulator. Glamorgan say it became clear his position was untenable and will provide support to those affected. No further details were given.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
One day when I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise.
Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those rowdy boys.
Stood there was my neighbor called Peter and a flush capacitor. He told me he'd be inside the scene like the one in the film I've seen. Yeah, yeah. He said I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived a new order. As your great 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 granddaughter is pretty fine.
future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Triple breasted women swim around town, totally naked.
We drove around in a time machine. They wanted to feel my scene. Yeah, yeah. He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed. Not much has changed underwater. As your great, great, great granddaughter.
To the year 3000, this song had gone mostly platinum. Everybody bought our 7th album. It had us so much.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and you're here with me, Mike Fowler, for your Monday night sports show. So there's no winter break for me, and it's lots of action that was taking place across the Vale, and we're going to bring you selected football results for the teams that took part. We're also going to be looking at selective other games that have taken place in the Vale, and looking forward to what we can expect for the next year. And have you ever wondered why this football match is played on Boxing Day? I did as well, and I've done a little bit of research into that, and I've got the answer to why we play matches on Boxing Day. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, nigga, better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest trick you lie.
It ain't my fault.
Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, nigga, better over time.
Now you know.
Heard you say I'm not the baddest.
It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice.
This is Monday Night Sport here at Brewer Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to start with the Cymru Premier action that took place on Bank Holiday, and Barry Town United lost 2-1 to the Cymru Premier leaders Pen y Bont in their Boxing Day derby at Jenner Park. It's now 3 straight defeats for Steve Jenkins' men as the race for the top 6 continues to tighten up. Barry have just 2 games left to secure a spot in the Championship Conference before the league splits for the remainder of the season. Jenkins made just 1 change from the side beaten at Bala last Saturday, with Callum Sainty returning in place of Josh Beecher. But it was another hometown hero, Kane McLagan, who broke the deadlock on 22 minutes, finding Mikey George's cross and before chipping the ball beyond the reach of Pen y Bont keeper to take the lead. George went close to adding a second for Barry after the break, but his header from Evan Press's volley went wide of the far post. Well, referee Bryn Markham-Jones waved away strong calls for a penalty after Robbie Wilmot was brought down by Mail Davis. But Pen y Bont drew level on 62 minutes after some fine build-up play, which saw Nathan Wood's volley beating a goal-mouth scramble and finding veteran Chris Venables, who nodded in past Liam Armstrong from close range. The visitors maintained the pressure, with Armstrong denying sub Kenan Raffel while Mel Davis blasted over the bar. The decisive moment came on 71 minutes when Kane Owen saw off a momentary interception from Keenan Patton before laying off the ball to Clayton Green, who drilled home from the edge of the area to score against his former club. Sub Yian Owen went close to equalising for Barry with a tight angled effort which skimmed across the box, while Will Richards narrowly wide from Ben Magerson's header as time ebbed away. Pen y Bont remained just a point clear of the New Saints, who have been quick to catch up the play, while Barry remain in 7th with only goal difference keeping Caernarfon in the top 6 following their 5-2 defeat at home to the reigning champions. Barry next lay a lunchtime visit to Britton Ferry on New Year's Eve, and that's a 12:30 kick-off, before Haverford West visit Cheddar Park on the 11th of January, and that's the final game where we will know whether Barry make it into the top or the bottom 6 of the league before that splits for the second half of the season. And coming up here next, we're going to bring you the Cymru South results and some other selected results from around the Vale here at Brewer Radio.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Brewer Radio.
Your greatest travel adventures start right here at Thornton Travel. So, pop into South Wales's trusted independent travel agent, and together we'll plan your dream holiday. From short cultural breaks to spontaneous getaways, adrenaline-filled adventures, or luxurious relaxation, Thornton Travel provides good old-fashioned face-to-face customer service, meaning we can create a holiday as unique as you. The whole world awaits at Thornton Travel, so visit us today in the Vale, in Barry, Cowbridge, or Penarth.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
If you're looking for the smart way to do business, follow me. This is the Business Centre near the Barry Link Road and so close to Cardiff. It's home to flexible, serviced office space for individuals like me or bigger companies with lots of staff. Not only is the Business Centre smart, it's tidy too. They've meeting rooms, cafe, on-site gym, they even answer your calls. And you don't have to commit. You can rent office space month by month. They take care of you so that you can take care of your business. Take a tour at thebusinesscentreonline.co.uk. Is renewable energy the future for your home? Have you decided to switch to solar? Then talk to Roos Electrical. As well as plenty of free advice, our solar experts will help you choose the right panels, batteries, and EV chargers for your home. and discuss the cost savings and benefits of energy independence. Discover the latest solar products at Roos Electrical at Atlantic Business Park, Sully, or see rhoose-electrical.co.uk.
Get the latest traffic and travel and changes to public transport services over the Christmas and New Year period at broradio.fm/travel or on the free Bro Radio app with DG Window Services. Just search for DG Window Services online.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major returned to action after a lengthy break with a 2-2 draw at home to Cumbrian United. Nearly a month has passed since Ben State's side had last played a game when the Welsh Cup quarter-finalists visited a Windmill Lane ground shrouded in Boxing Day mist. United went ahead on 13 minutes with a well-taken effort from Cameron Keach before Nathan Renfrey struck the equaliser just 6 minutes before half-time. A bright start to the second half from Major saw Tom Tweedy score his 5th goal of the season to edge the hosts ahead on 54 minutes. but Lanthwaite were ultimately denied all 3 points as David Thomas beat veteran keeper Jack Lansdowne from the penalty spot with 5 minutes of normal time left. Lanthwaite remains sixth in the table going into 2025, which begins with an early New Year's Day kickoff against strugglers Goodtree United at 1 p.m. And also in Cymru, Ciara Ely had a Boxing Day away clash to Penrith Iber, running out 4-0 winners. In the first half, Liam Bishop got the scoring started for Ciara Ely, and then 10 minutes into the second half, Brendan Griffiths doubled the away side's advantage. Howell Davis scored Ciara Ely's third of the game before scoring his second and Ciara Ely's fourth with a little over 5 minutes left on the clock. The win leaves Ciara Ely eighth in Cymru South. Next up for Ciara Ely, it's a Friday night home game against Cwmfan Celtic. And in other action, Dinas Powys restart their league campaign on Saturday with an away trip to FC Cymmanan. And Ely Rangers also get their season restarted with an away trip to Cardiff Airport. So all the games now are going to start coming thick and fast, which is great if you're a sports fan like me. Still to come here on Bro, I'm going to explain why we play Boxing Day fixtures and where they first came from, and we're going to dip again into a little bit of ice hockey action that's been taking place. That's still to come here at Bro.
I don't see you, you're not in every window I look through. And I don't miss you, you're not in every single thing I do. I don't think we're meant to be, and you are not the missing piece. I won't hear it whenever anybody says your name. And I won't feel it even when I'm bursting into flames. I don't regret the day I left. I don't believe that I was blessed. I'm probably lying to myself again. I'm alone in my head, looking for love in a stranger's bed. But I don't think I'll find it, 'cause only you could fill this empty space. I wanna tell all my friends, but I don't think they would understand. It's something I've
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to dip a little bit into ice hockey, and we're just going to see how the Cardiff Devils have got on recently. And they had a Boxing Day clash against the Coventry Blaze, and the Coventry Blaze dented the Cardiff Devils' elite league title hopes despite the visitors fighting back from an early deficit. After Joey Martin put the visitors ahead, David Clements and Chase Grisok and Grayson Constable struck for the hosts. Josh McDonald pulled one back for the Devils, but in the final period, Nick Seitz and Michael Rugush ensured the Blaze win. And as I always say with the ice hockey, they seem to play sort of all the time they're playing games. And the Devils got the chance to make amends of that one a couple of days later. So on the 28th, they played again against the Coventry Blaze, and they did actually manage to get revenge on the Boxing Day defeat with a 3-2 win. In South Wales, so they were at home for the second game, and Josh McDonald gave the Devils an early lead before Joey Martin doubled their advantage 2 minutes later. Jackson Creasy cut the lead to just one goal as Coventry got off the mark in the middle period, but a short-handed goal from Evan Mosey restored Cardiff's two-goal lead. Blaze threw everything at the Devils in the third period, but left it too late as their second goal, scored by Grayson Constable, came with just 2 seconds left on the clock. The Devils move 4 points clear at the top of the Elite League, while third place Coventry missed the chance to close the gap on the Belfast Giants. So that's that was a big win there for the Devils in the ice hockey, and it still fascinates me how they can sort of seem to play every couple of days they've got a game on. But I was saying earlier about why do we have Boxing Day matches in football particularly, and I was quite interested by this, so I decided to have a little look into why we play football on Boxing Day. And it dates back to 1888, when the newly created Football League included Boxing Day football as part of their fixture list, and it's been on the fixture list ever since. What I didn't really realise until I'd done a bit of research into this was until the 1957-58 season, there was actually football played on Christmas Day as well, so there would have been Christmas Day matches, and anyone like me who just loves watching and listening to any kind of sport will know that, you know, there was a full American football fixture list on Christmas Day as well. So some sports do still play on Christmas Day, but yes, yeah, so it dates back to 1888 when they first started, and this is before televisions and before the games would have been televised. So it would have been a good chance, wouldn't it, to get out with the family and go and watch the football, go and support your local teams, because that's one of the only ways you would know how they were getting on and what they were, and generally sort of Christmas and Boxing Day were sort of celebratory times of the year, and people would have had days off to go and do things traditionally on Christmas Day and or Boxing Day, so some people that wouldn't always necessarily get the chance to go to the games would be able to go and watch their local teams play. So I think that's it always interests me where these things come from and why they started and how they started. And you know, the footballers back in the late 50s, when they were still potentially playing on Boxing Day, they wouldn't have been sort of millionaire players of the top flight of the English Premier League or anything like that. Now they would have potentially, some of them, be doing it as a part-time job as well. So I would have had a full job on top of that as well. So and then still to have to get up and play on Christmas Day as well. So, you know, must have definitely been for the love of the sport. So you think back in the 50s, there would have been more chance of it being snowing and the temperatures being quite cold as well. So So yeah, so that's where we get the Boxing Day fixture lists come from. So it was from 1888, and they've been going on ever since. And for me personally, as a sports fan, long may they continue, because it's something that I always look forward to, being able to watch Boxing Day football, and sometimes going to games with friends or with people who don't not always get the chance to go because they've got time off around Boxing Day when they sometimes their work patterns don't allow it even now. So yeah, so long may the Boxing Day matches continue. Coming up on the sports show, I'm going to be previewing the rugby matches, because your rugby teams of the Vale, they do get their season back underway, and I'm going to be having a quick look at the first half of the year to see what sports that are going to start, that I'm particularly excited about starting, and what I think are going to happen in their matches. So all that and more here to come at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions. Call Barry 739329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Are you a parent in the Vale of Glamorgan? Are you wanting to find out about local services, events, activities and support available? Then speak to the Vale Family Information Service. We can connect you with preschool groups and activities for children and young people, childcare options and help with childcare costs, and family support services, including support for children with disabilities or additional needs.
Call Barry 704 704 or search Vale of Glamorgan Family Information Service.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years, and we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roos. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Around the wild
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So the East Central League One Rugby League restarts again on Saturday, and two of your Vale teams are in action. So Penarth at home to Llanharan, and that's a 2:30 kickoff, and Barry are away to Rhydfelyn. Again, that's a 2:30 kickoff. So the Vale, your Vale teams restarting their League One East Central campaign, and that leads me nicely into the sports that I'm looking forward to that are coming up this year. And in just over, I can't believe that, in a little over 4 weeks, the Six Nations starts again. And Wales are playing their first match away to France. And that's going to be on Friday, the 31st of January. So a month, just about a month's time, where we're going to be international rugby action. It's going to be I think it's going to be a tough game, especially playing France away first up. But let's get behind the team and see what they're doing, and see how they get on. But their second match away is away as well, and that's on Saturday the 8th. So they're going to be playing away to Italy. So they're going to get the two away games on the continent out the way, and then they come back and they've got a home game against Ireland. Then they've got an away match at Scotland, and another home game then to finish it all off against England. So it's going to be an interesting men's Six Nations this year. I think it's probably is going to be a tough start going away to France, but as we get closer to that, my excitement will build, and we'll be discussing that in a bit more depth, the Six Nations, and how yourselves you think that's going to pan out this year for Wales as well. And it's not just the men's team that are in action. Wales is women's Six Nations, and that campaign, that starts a little bit later. So that starts with an away match to Scotland on Saturday the 22nd of March, and then a home match against England before an away match to France and a home match to Ireland there. So so we've got a bit more time, and then we can start discussing a little bit more in depth into the women's Six Nation games that will be taking place. And if that's not enough rugby that you're looking forward to coming up, it's also a British and Irish Lions year as well. And this year is going to be a tour down to Australia as well. So always excited about that. And let's see how many Welsh lads we can get on into the Lions team, and to see them playing there against Australia. And they've got the first match is actually going to be in Ireland, in Dublin, and that's against Argentina on the 20th of June. And then then they'll fly out to Australia, and then they've got the three tests. So the first test is on the 19th of July, the second one on the 26th of July, and the third test is on the 2nd of August. So they're all sort of things that to look forward to for the new year, and particularly things that I'm going to be excited for. And something else that's really exciting that's going to be happening this year as well is the women's 2025 Euros final, and Wales have made it there as well, and that tournament's in Switzerland, and that takes place between the 2nd of July and the 27th of July. If you remember, Wales have been drawn in a really tough group actually, and they're going to be playing the Netherlands, France and England, and they actually play them in that order in their group. So the tournament starts on the 2nd, but Wales's first game's on Saturday the 5th. They're going to be taking on the Netherlands, and then 4 days later they've got France, and then another 4 days later they've got England as their last group game. So that, I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, they're making history, being at the tournament anyway, and I just hope we get a good go at it, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure there's more sports that is going to be coming there that I'm going to be looking forward to as well. People who've listened to me for a while know that sort of sport is the thing, and I plan a lot of things around what I'm doing and the sports that's on and what I try and watch or listen to. But they're just some of the sports that I'm going to be looking forward to going into 2025. And you can let me know on social media of sports that you're interested in or what excites you going into 2025. It's still to come here at Bro. I'm going to be just telling you what's coming up next. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And just to remind everybody that we are the sports show for the people of the Vale. So if you'd like to get in touch with me and tell me all about a sports team, sports club or sport that you think I should be talking about, then just get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. And it's not even just me who has to talk about it. Potentially I could ask you to come in and tell us all about the sport that you love, or the sports team that's been so fantastic and giving you lots of help. Or there could be a volunteer at this club or sports team that you really admire, and they've been doing it for a long time, and you think they should just deserve just a little bit of recognition and a little shout out on the radio. So you can get in touch with me on the social medias, or you can use the email sport@broradio.fm. And this is almost the end of the show and the end of 2024 for the sports for me in the Vale. But don't worry, I'll be back. I'll be back next Monday, and we'll have all the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day sporting games that took place, and we'll have the review of the rugby that's also taken place that's going to take place on Saturday. But I do find that it's kind of that funny time of year now, where between Christmas and between New Year hasn't happened, and you can lose track of dates and times and all sorts what's going on. Luckily there's not been too many curveballs. I've remembered it's Monday, and I've remembered that I've got to do a show on a Monday, so that's a bit of a thumbs up for me there. Normally I would be telling you about the show coming up next, and that's normally the evening show, but there's a change to the schedule for tonight. And tonight, following me, we've got Vale's Quiz of the Year. Some of the presenters battle out in a bit of fun, a fun and chaotic quiz, and you know, I'm looking forward to listening to that myself. Unfortunately, I couldn't be a part of that one, but I know what we're like when we get together, and I would imagine there was a lot of chaos and sort of keeping everyone under control. And I think if I was there, there'd probably be a few yellow cards and sin bins with the chaos being caused there. So, you know, looking forward to that coming up next, and listening to that, and I hope you all listen to that as well and enjoy it, because I'm sure it's going to be absolutely hilarious. So that's it until 2025. I'll be back next Monday, bringing you more action from around the Vale. Sure, they can be done. Young and old.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
If you fancy a visit to the shops, have to get the kids to school, or fancy a night out with the girls, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747-666. We're Barry's reliable taxi service and will always greet you with a smile. Vale Taxis are family run and always on time. So if you've got to be somewhere fast, you know who to call. Vale Taxis on Barry 747-666.
Glastonbury Tribute Festival, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, is back for 2025 with more live music, DJs and special guests than ever before. We've 22 incredible tribute acts featuring hits from Tom Jones, Westlife, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Oasis, Pink, Kylie, The Rolling Stones and many, many more. Glastonbury 2025 is live at Romilly Park on July the 25th and is sponsored by Forklift Specialist, Gary Watson Motor Company, CJCH Solicitors and Lunatides Productions. Day, weekend and VIP tickets are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
If your new year brings with it a new move, talk to Chris Davis Estate Agents. With three offices in the Vale and extensive coverage on Rightmove, Zoopla and On The Market, Andrew and the team will soon get you moving. So ask for a free no-obligation appraisal today. Keep an eye on Chris Davis's social media this Christmas for our seasonal competitions, or pop in out of the cold to meet the office dog. Merry Christmas from Chris Davis Estate Agents, your family-run, award-winning sales and lettings agent.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Serving your community for 15 years.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.